ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग। टुडे आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू इंट्रोड्यूस सिस्टर शेरोना। सिस्टर शेरोना हैज बीन विद बाबा फॉर ओवर लास्ट 40 इयर्स। शी वाज बोर्न इन यूएस एंड स्टडीड इन बोथ यूएस एंड फ्रांस। राइट फ्रॉम हर अर्ली डेज she has been trained and sustained by Dadi Janki directly. She was the original instrument in founding the center in Boston, USA, where she stayed for over 15 years giving her services. Also while working at Boston University as a senior lecturer in English. And in the year 98, Sister Sharona was sent to Israel to start Raj Yoga centers there, and she's currently based in Israel coordinating different centers and Raj Yoga activities there. So also Sister Sharona has traveled internationally conducting various retreats and workshops both for Brahmins and for professionals. So today we are very fortunate to have her here, and she would share her thoughts on the topic closing the gap. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sveta Ben, for such a nice introduction. Is everybody happy to be in Madhuban? I'm so happy to be in Madhuban. Honestly speaking, I didn't think it was going to happen. I don't know how many of you had that same feeling, but 2 years ago and the whole Corona story, I really thought 2020 had been my last visit. So it's an ongoing source of magic and wonder to be here and to once again find myself in front of my beautiful family. Bridging the gap, closing the gap. What's the gap? As you can imagine, there would be many gaps, right? It could be the gap between where Baba wants me to be versus where I am at. It could be where I want to be versus where I am at. So many different gaps. So, how to close that gap, finish that gap, because it means, it's just another way of saying, how to reach that stage of perfection, that stage of completion, which we all want so much. And of course there would be so many ways to advance ourselves, reach that stage, close the gap. There would be so many ways. I think almost every single class that we have from our seniors is really addressing how to move forward and close that gap. So I'm just going to mention three, which I've been thinking about over the last while. But before I share, I would like to give you a little bit of reflection time by asking you some questions. Four questions. First question is, what do you think would be two main ingredients for closing the gap? Just two words. Two main ingredients for closing that gap. It would just be two ingredients, means two words, very short. And the second question I'm going to ask only this group on my left, your right, to think about. So this is only for the group on the left. The second question is, you know, some people say that, no, I'm going to change this. For the people on my left, the question is, identify two most important changes that you have seen in yourself. And the question is, why is it so important to be aware of these changes? So once again, this is just a question for the people on my left. The question goes like this. Identify one or two most important changes that you have seen in yourself. And the question is, why is it so important to be aware of these changes? So that's a second question for this group. A second question for those in the middle is, Raja Yoga is said to be the yoga for becoming a ruler of the self. Raja Yoga is said to be the yoga for becoming a ruler of the self. So, who exactly is the ruler? That's the question for the middle of the auditorium. Who exactly is the ruler? And what is it ruling over? What is he or she ruling over? And where is that ruler sitting? So you have three questions. Raja Yoga, the yoga of being the master, the ruler. So who is that ruler? Ruling over what? And where is the ruler sitting? And the second question for the people on my right, your left, is this. It's a true or false statement. We should not feel that we need Madhuban. We're learning Raja Yoga, so no crutches should be needed. The idea being Madhuban is like a crutch. And if we're learning Raja Yoga, we should not need any crutches. So, is this statement true or false? And why or why not? Okay? Once again, the question, second question for those on my right. We should not feel that we need Madhuban because we're learning Raja Yoga, the yoga of self-sovereignty. No crutches should be needed. Is this true? Is this false? Why or why not? So everybody has the first question, which is two main ingredients for closing the gap, but each different part of the hall has a second question. Okay, so you want to take a few minutes to reflect on it, and then we'll continue. each has only two questions, the one shared by everyone in the hall and then the one according to where you're sitting. So if you're finished with some reflections, you can share with somebody near you. Compare your answers if you'd like. Yeah? It's okay? Mostly I wanted you to think about these questions just to kind of get your feet wet in the subject. And especially as Brahmins, we all have such deep experiences, and I always find it so nice to meet another Brahmin on this level, sharing our understandings. So even if you didn't finish, it's okay. We'll pick it all up and move it forward. I ask these questions because on a more subtle level, inside the answers, we can find aspects which will close this famous gap. And again, as I was saying before, there would be a lot of aspects to help us close the gap. But here are a few that I was thinking of. Firstly, we need to really recognize Baba as he truly is. And of course, there's all sorts of moments in the journey when we realize Baba a little bit more as he truly is, rather than how 2,500 years of bhakti would have fashioned a concept of him in us. But in particular, what I find is very real, what makes Baba very real, is what he is doing in my life. What is the practical experience and result of having him so present in my life? And the way we can do that is to be very clear, very aware of how he is changing me. Because if we really look at our deepest, most significant changes, there will be the realization at some point that I could never have done this. You know, to go from essentially a self-centered lifestyle to one which is so servery centered, truly, that's a huge, huge transition. To go from selfishness to giving, ego-based, body consciousness, to soul consciousness, and every single aspect of victory over body consciousness into soul consciousness is really huge if we think about it. To go from constantly criticizing intellect, essential expression of body consciousness, commenting, criticizing, correcting, to go from that to not judging. You know, sometimes that habit got so bad, we would just be walking down the road and we'd have an opinion and a comment about every person who would cross our path. To leave that behind and actually find that we're looking at people, accepting them as they are, allowing them to do their journey, no judgments. This is really big. Do you relate to this? Changes. The really important ones are huge. They're unimaginable. So at some point we do begin to understand that this was not me. No matter my efforts, no matter my methods, my strategies, my tips, my whatevers, that could never have been enough to turn around 2,500 years. It is his love, his caring, his concern for me that is intervening in my journey and pulling me up. It's the adoption. It's an inheritance. It's a fortune. It's not something I've done. It's all about him. Only he has the power to explain to me that I am not a caterpillar, if you follow the analogy. I wouldn't even have known that I'm a caterpillar. But it's only because of his presence in my life that I could understand the whole analogy, caterpillar to butterfly, and begin to believe that because of this adoption, because of the inheritance, I am actually a butterfly. I am a butterfly. There's a baby goddess inside, a baby angel. Everything that Baba's doing is to nurture and strengthen that. So this awareness, this appreciation, that it's not even been changes. We're talking metamorphosis. And he's the one who pulled me into the cocoon. I would have never known to do that otherwise. So he is as vital to my journey and where I want to reach as the sun is, for example, to a seed buried in the mud, but will eventually emerge, stem and leaves and then bud and then flower, only thanks to the process of photosynthesis, the sun working on that seed. This is to know Baba as he really is. This is to know the mercy. It's mercy for us Brahmins, first of all, his direct children, his compassion, and his what he's doing, what he's actually doing. And at one point in one Murali, Baba was literally saying, the more you recognize me as I truly am, the closer you will come to me. So this closeness, as we know, is what will fuel the journey towards our aim of perfection. Close the gap. So we need to recognize Baba as he really is, what and how he's doing in my life. Another aspect to close the gap could be to recognize myself as I truly am. And once again, there could be so many aspects to this self that I need to recognize because they are the true self. But the one I want to point out today is this recognition that I'm not just a soul, but I am a powerful soul. This recognition of the authority of the soul. What or who is that ruler? Who is that ruler? What did you say? I think that question went to the middle. Yes. Who is the ruler? What did you say? Huh? I, the soul. So where's the ruler sitting? Middle of the forehead? Anyone else? The seat of the soul. The soul is the ruler. Okay, anyone else? If the soul is the ruler, then what's happened? How do I end up still with all those other characteristics in my personality? Something would have happened to the ruler, you could say. But consciousness. Maybe consciousness is the ruler. And as my consciousness develops, I have a friend working for me instead of a part of me working against me. Consciousness, even conscience. Conscience could be the ruler. Anyone else? My thoughts. Well, if my thoughts are the ruler, we're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, the way thoughts go all over the place and we can hardly control it. Who's trying to control these thoughts when the thoughts go everywhere? Intellect. Is the intellect the ruler? Because again, I fail my conscience and my consciousness again and again. As if the intellect's the ruler, then how could I end up still doing things which harm me and I even know that they harm me? The angel. Where is that angel sitting, Moira? Within. This is where we get this notion that God is omnipresent. Just that master is within somewhere. Okay, so what I'd like to share with you for your consideration is that the ruler, the master, is the truth. The truth. Where is the truth sitting? It's not sitting in the mind. There is so much falseness in the mind. It's not sitting in the intellect because I still do things against my own conscious desire. It's not sitting in the sanskaras, obviously. So truth as the ruler, truth as the master, where is she sitting? My experiments have led me to feel that this most important truth, which is what makes the soul powerful, as truth comes back to the soul, is actually the qualities of the soul, the pure qualities. Those are energies sitting in the soul. Originally, they fill the soul completely, but now they're buried under all those other energies. So they're way at the bottom of the soul, you could say. But that's where they're sitting. The pure energies of my peace, love, purity, power, light means wisdom, and lightness, joy. These energies are in the soul. They're hardly expressing themselves by the end of the cycle. There's so much mixture, so much pollution on the soul, but for an old soul, a Brahman soul, they're still there. That's the master. That's the ruler. And everything about our study is directed at empowering the truth sitting inside me. Actually, I also have come to feel that that's the heart. That's what the heart is. Those pure energies flowing way in the deep. And when my heart is clean, when it's pure, which is my effort, the more truth can rule in me. So we need to recognize this powerful, powerful self. I am a master. I am a ruler. The truth is in me. And there was this beautiful point shared by, you know how after the Murli we have these notes by the Dadis? So there was a beautiful point there, which was, see if I can find it. Yeah, she was saying, by the way, these notes from a diary of the Dadi, mostly it seems like they're coming from Dadi Lachu and Ishu Dadi. Both of them have left the body, but apparently it's their diaries that Brother Raju is pulling from to add to the Murli. So in one of these notes, it said, I have rights over the mind, the intellect, and sanskaras because they are mine. I'm not the mind, the intellect or the sanskaras. These are the organs, right? And I run them. They, mind, intellect, sanskaras, are the instruments to carry out whatever task I give them. And for this, you need to have faith that I am the master. Even while walking and moving around. So, closing the gap, recognition, not just that I'm a soul, but I am very powerful. I have all of God's truth in me. Whatever is enabling Him to come into the drama and turn it around completely is inside me already and being nurtured by this mother, this father, this friend, this teacher, Satguru. Third thing that I think really can help us close the gap is to recognize, truly recognize Maya as she really is. And once again, there would be so many different forms of Maya which keep us from recognizing her. And on the journey, it's revealed. Slowly, slowly, we begin to see how subtle is this falseness that's invaded the soul. But one particular aspect that I've been thinking about recently is, you know, this pollution in the soul, this mixture, this Maya which has buried the truth, the master, full, me. You can almost compare it to a sickness, the sickness that's overtaken the soul. As if to say one way we can close the gap is while holding on to our self-respect to also acknowledge that we need help. We need help. I think a powerful expression of body consciousness is to think, or I should say is to not be aware of the need we have of the family and our seniors. It's body consciousness, ego, which says, well, you know, I took their help. That was very good. But now I'm big. Now I'm mature. Now I'm strong. And one of the biggest dangers in that is that ultimately we feel we don't even need God's help. We don't even need God's help. We don't need to come to Madhuban. I literally heard some people say that Madhuban, it's a crutch. Seniors, family, it's a crutch. In the golden age, we don't have Baba. So I need to start practicing now to be in that quality state without Baba. When actually the truth of the soul is, the sickness is almost like paralysis. Paralysis of the soul. I used to say for decades the sickness was amnesia. But the effect of this amnesia is that it's paralyzed the soul. You know, when a person is physically paralyzed, their limbs do not move. And then they have to do such physical therapy, rehabilitation to try to get what otherwise is natural movement. They have to work so hard to get a little bit of that back. So it's the same way with the paralysis of the soul. Our virtues, our qualities, our principles, they're not moving naturally anymore by the end of the cycle. If they're moving, it could be performance. It's not from that raw, pure energy inside. So they're hardly moving. Anybody who's been paralyzed and handicapped, and for some reason I ended up seeing a few documentaries of people who had been paralyzed and worked so, so hard to gain back the mobility of their limbs. They would never think of just going home and working it out themselves. They're so grateful for the physical therapists, the doctors, any invention which can help them get the limbs moving again. So we too, we should be so, so appreciative and use as much as possible absolutely everything available to help us get our truth moving again, naturally, regain mobility of our beauty and our truth. So Baba is there, of course. But he has a sweet complaint. He says, children, you don't use me enough. And there are so many secrets for how we can turn to Baba and make use of that magical, powerful presence in our life. I'm sure everybody in this room has experiences of how we would have reached a certain point of not knowing a next step, not knowing what to do, feeling hopeless or helpless, but then remembering Baba and magic happening. So using Baba, but also using the family, using the seniors. It's not a small thing to be in the gathering of a Brahmin. Many people reject the gathering. They distance themselves from the gathering. But the gathering is very, very empowering. Even last night, as we threw our papers into that fire for Holi, and we danced. Did anybody just sit back for a moment and appreciate what was going on? The injection of enthusiasm, the feelings of happiness that just kind of overwhelmed the soul. And these were not experiences of happiness coming through the physical senses. I mean, we saw the fire and we were dancing and we were enjoying everybody else dancing, but that isn't what brought the happiness. If you just stepped back and looked at what was going on, you could understand that nowhere in the world is there an atmosphere like this, an environment like this. It's the purity. Our love for purity, our mutual love for purity, which is bringing that happiness. So the gathering is such a support and a help for us and our seniors. You know, what is being said now is that, you know, if you're stuck, actually, this is an old formula. If you're stuck, some influence has caught you and you're being dragged down, you have 3 days to try and work it out by yourself. That is the process of encouraging your truth, your highest self, your relationship with Baba to do the work of resolving things and moving things forward. You have 3 days. But if after 3 days, you're still struggling and you're not free, go to a senior. Because otherwise, after 3 days, all you're doing is reinforcing the sanskaras of battling and negativity and hopelessness. So go to a senior. Who's a senior? It's anyone that you feel you can trust, but not trust in any old way, because familiarity and old world friendships also create a trust, but that's not what the advice is depending on. Go to someone you know who's following Srimad more than you are. All of this requires so much humility and so much self-respect, because otherwise we're just afraid that, you know, our image will be damaged. What will people think of me if this is what I'm saying? What will my senior think of me? But on the contrary, our seniors know us better than we know ourselves, and they're basically just waiting for us to be able to detach from ourselves enough to acknowledge that this is the weakness and get some help. So recognition of some of these true forms of Maya. So all put together, what would you say are the two words that express the two ingredients, most powerful ingredients that will allow us to close the gap? What would you say? This is a question to everyone, so anybody. Maybe you're changing your thought, you're changing your answer. Anybody want to share? Two words. Purity is one. love. Yeah, what about love? But then, you know, it better be pure love, because otherwise this loving business can get us into more trouble than, you know, it can move us backwards more than it can move us forward. So much hurt, so much pain still in the heart because of this thing of love. Man above, yes. Love and respect, definitely. This is respecting the self, respecting others, God. Anyone else? Yes? Say it again. Clarity. Clarity. So what I was thinking was that two concepts which will keep moving us forward if we focus on them and give a lot of energy to them. Number one is recognition. Recognition. And the other is practice. Because what I was sharing was three specific things we have to deepen our recognition of. Recognize how Baba really is my mother, caring for me, teacher, friend, guide, boatman, gardener. To really recognize this. To really recognize that I deserve help, and there's so much help all around, and I need to be taking that help. To really recognize, as I'm going through the day, the moment a wrong kind of thought comes up, a wrong kind of feeling comes up, a wrong behavior comes up, in that moment, to recognize that the ruler has gone out for a moment, bring her back, go into that truth, and right then and there, practice. The true thought, the true word, the true behavior. And I don't mean in that moment produce the right thought, produce the right behavior or word, because that just continues the same kind of performance-based change, which is not metamorphosis. What I'm saying is that recognizing the power of the self, the truth that's in the self, just waiting to be used, go to Baba. In that second that something wrong has come up, go to Baba. The ocean of that truth, the intellect of the intellect, the wisdom of the wise. And that will enable the true energies within the self to be activated, and that then can produce naturally the right thought, the right word, the right behavior. The limbs of my truth, my beauty, my virtues, my qualities will start moving. So I'm talking now about practice. It all has to be practiced. Anytime I'm feeling like I'm not moving forward, it's not happening, or I'm stuck, recognize how much you've already changed. Recognize how it's not possible that you're not going to change more, because you are a butterfly. Every moment, throughout the day, any time, practice, practice, practice what you've recognized. Recognition and practice. So these are two words which I think can help us close the gap, move us forward in our journey. But because it's easy Raja Yoga, we can even reduce it down to one word. If we take everything that we've been thinking about now and sharing and talking about down to one word, what are we really talking about? What's the one thing that we can focus on? Keep checking and keep strengthening and keep expressing. Watch ourselves. One thing. And that definitely will close the gap. It'll move us towards our perfection sooner rather than later. What is it? I think it's a word that we have not yet used. Awareness. awareness, very close to recognition. Soul consciousness, All of this really is talking about soul consciousness, isn't it? But practically speaking, what is soul consciousness in one word? Contentment, nice. It's true, all of these things, contentment especially, because it's so practical, very good measure of how I'm doing. And if I'm focused on that and that's my aim, definitely that'll keep moving me forward. Anything else? Connection, which has to do with remembrance, Rights. Did you say rights? Nice. I have rights. Yoga, which is of course all about remembrance, which is really that first question. Because to understand practically how he is changing me, pulling me into this metamorphosis, this is all about yoga and falling in love with God. True love, practical love, real love, tangible love. Yeah, this will help my yoga. One word which expresses all of this. My true self. Yeah, so what is this true self in one word? Easy, nice. Just being. Bhav Saman, that's nice. Okay, so, I can't hear. Remembrance. Okay, so let me share, because this is very practical and makes the movement forward also practical. Goodness. Goodness. All we really need to do is be sure at every moment that we're being a good person. So practical. But the thing is, it has to be the true, pure goodness of a golden age soul. In other words, the limbs are moving again. The sickness of the soul has been healed. My qualities, my virtues, my principles are operating for me. So it means that I'm not just knowing what a good thought, word, or action is, but the energy itself of my goodness is in charge, ruling, and helping me produce the right thought, word, and action. Goodness. You know, Baba once gave a slogan, which I have shared in different classes. I don't know if you would have heard this already, but it's become one of my favorite slogans. Baba gives so much importance to goodness. He was saying, this awareness that I am good, the soul, I am good, that the Father is good, and that the Dharma is good, this awareness, he says, it will cut your karmic bondages like a scissors. This awareness, I'm good. Dharma is good, Baba is good, will cut all your karmic bondages like a scissors. If you think of it, one way we can talk about what's holding us back from our destiny, this highest destination. What's created this gap? I mean, one way of talking about it is to say it's our karmic bondages, the sicknesses of the soul. So to really recognize how good is everything. A couple years ago, I know that there were so many challenges going on in the Yagya. And two senior brothers went in front of Baba, I think three, if not two senior brothers, went in front of Baba when Baba was coming personally. And they kind of shared with Baba, you know, Baba this and Baba that, and what should we do? And Baba looked at them and Baba said, but everything is fine. And it so obviously wasn't, if you're looking with your physical eyes or experiencing with your roles and the parts you play, but within that larger picture of it all, the unlimited, karmic accounts have to be paid, and they're being paid. But not if I get lost in the bondage. This is something that Ashivani Ben was saying. I don't know if you heard her class. She was here recently. But she was saying, do not put your energy into resolving the problem. Don't put your mind or your intellect or your sanskaras or your time into the problem. Put it into your stage. Keep all your attention on resolving your stage. And believe me, all the problems will be resolved. So do I recognize how truth, if we want another word for it, means goodness. But goodness with teeth in it, if you know this expression. Powerful goodness. The raw energy of goodness. God's kind of goodness. In which you see everything there. All the powers. So, those are some of my thoughts. Anybody want to say anything or ask anything? Yes. I think maybe there's a microphone here, if you want to come up, sister, or that was a brother. Okay, so let's see if I can hear you. So I don't know if you could hear the brother, but he was just wondering how we can call truth the ruler when, at this point in time, truth is so often defeated inside us. Is that it, more or less?
The truth is Baba.
The truth is Baba. Okay. We have a microphone here, so if I don't summarize this correctly, yeah, good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's better if you do it, because... What did you say, Maria? Yeah, also the translators can hear, yeah.
So what I'm saying is, innate self, soul, the ruler can be truth, because that's Baba. And we, as his creation, are true. And the truth can be the ruler. But we are not that right now.
Mm.
So who is the ruler?
Right, right. What the way I look at it is that the ruler is the truth, but the truth in me has become seriously weakened. So this ruler has been weakened. Another way Baba talks about it is that the ruler has been exiled. We're simply no longer in charge of the kingdom. It's been taken over. So the whole process of our study is to take back the kingdom. And I do that by studying with this one, the only one, who can teach me once again how to take charge of myself. So that's how I would understand it. My only hope to once again take charge of my thoughts, my words, my behaviors, and upgrade them is to understand that I'm an exiled ruler and claim back my kingdom. Understand that I, the soul, have become paralyzed, and here are the different aspects of help to get me mobile again, get my truth mobile again. Does that help? Yeah. It's in me. It's in me. This is the recognition. I am. I was. I will be. Currently, it's just being hidden from me. Currently, I'm being deceived. You know, again and again, Baba says, see, these things are deceiving you. What you call just being honest is not just being honest. It's being arrogant. You're being deceived by my opinion, my idea, not working with the truth. Because the truth is, as much my idea is important and useful, we are a gathering of gods and goddesses, small g, in harmony. The truth is, I'm a peaceful soul. So if my opinion and getting my opinion across is creating distress and stress for myself and for others, that's no longer true. You're being deceived. I like that. Recognizing the authority of the soul. And practicing it. Practicing it. Anyone else? The truth, can I talk a bit more about the truth and the performer? I'm not sure I get it, Margaret. Yeah, maybe. Are you saying the truth versus just performing as truth? Yeah.
Just, Shanti, just that you mentioned it a couple of times, it kind of slipped in. You were talking about the true soul, and then you took rather than the performance. You slipped it in a couple of times, but
yeah.
I think it'd be quite interesting for us to know what.
Yeah.
Because I think we all sometimes perform ourselves, you know, I'm okay when we're not. And also when we meet other souls that are performing, it hits something in us too.
Yeah.
Of, you know, inauthentic.
Yeah, that's what we're really looking at. I think we've been performance-based for 2,500 years, increasingly. In other words, we know what goodness looks like, so we produce that behavior without having the actual energies of that goodness activated. So this is how we become one thing on the outside and something else on the inside. And instead of acknowledging this, we kind of believe our own performance, which means it takes years before we actually face the fact that I'm still very sensitive. What people are saying about me does hurt me. I do feel insulted, or I am depressed. I do feel lonely. Sometimes in the name of just trying to practice the truth, we don't acknowledge these mayas. It's very healthy to acknowledge who's taken over my kingdom. Give a name to that enemy. Yes, this is selfishness. Yes, this is depression. Because then I can aim the truth at it, starting with Baba's truth, and then Baba's truth as it's sitting in me. So the real work can begin. while I'm just performance-based, upgrading the way I'm behaving with someone who's not behaving well with me, or upgrading the way I'm speaking, we might not ever get to the root. So the years go by, and we're not happy. Which is why happiness, I like that. That's a good index, actually, to keep our eye on as to whether we are truly closing the gap. We are really moving forward. Yeah. Sister, you wanted to ask or say something? Ah, two. Yeah, okay. That's right. Truth cannot be a pretense. It cannot. That's what makes it the truth. It's the raw energy of it. You know, here I would just stick in, maybe somebody, sister, I think you, yes, you wanted to say something.
I'm Shanti. First of all, I want to thank you for this amazing class, the second class, because and thanks to make us think about it before, because we found a lot of things very practical for us, detailed, but you gave us the essence. And to resume that, I recognized there are three things: recognition, practice, and goodness. And
yeah,
this is amazing,
yeah,
way to explain for others and to yourself and to find your place. I just want to give the illustration for these three terms, that there is a cycle. This is the key for the cycle. There is a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle about 2,500 years day and 2,500 years of night. So there is the half. There is the truth and the light. God is light. Soul is light. Pure energy of truth. It's light. Truth. Light. If we can tell this. And in the night, in the copper and iron age, it is night, and there is no truth.
Yeah.
Everything is false.
Yeah.
So, recognize, so God comes in confluence age. He comes as the light, the only who is outside, and he comes to solve us, to save us, and he's the light. So first of all, recognize him, that he's light. And recognize that you belong,
yeah,
to him and,
yeah,
to this light.
Yeah.
You are, in fact,
that light
belongs there, and not here in this night when you don't see anything and you have so many diseases and illnesses, etc. And when you recognize that, that gives you power. You recognize,
yeah,
authority, that because Father always tells us, I'm a father and you are son, and you are not just the beggar, or you have authority on me and,
yeah,
on your inheritance.
Yeah.
So claim it.
Yeah.
Your kingdom, your inheritance. Remember two things, Father and inheritance. Alpha,
yeah,
and Beta. And this gives the power. And practice, power for practice. So more you practice. And finally, the third, it
goodness.
Was...
Goodness.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And it gives us amazing power to accept, because Sister Julia told me about that capacity to accept what I don't accept in myself and others. It was,
yeah,
also a good idea, because when you understand, recognize that you are the light, you belong to Baba, who is the light, and all this family, it's just light and souls, the pure souls, original version. So you can't accept anything from them, because you know they are souls, but they are not still recognized, so they are still sleepy, and you have mercy, and you don't have criticism.
Thank you.
You see that?
Yeah.
That gave me very full understanding of Gyan.
Thank you
for your class.
Thank you. You know, actually, as far as this goes, this acceptance, you know, even our seniors, if we're not using the family or seniors enough, it might be because there could have been some experience with them in the past. But still, our seniors are the instruments chosen by God and put in that place of responsibility. And they are also changing. This is the thing. We're all changing. And this is how we can end up accepting everyone, everything. Because however and whatever someone was 5 years ago, they are not that now. So keep giving the seniors a chance, because ultimately it is for sure that that's a resource whereby you're going to have somebody looking at you only with a vision of how to benefit you. That's a very practical expression of Baba's caring and love. These seniors who are in a training and succeeding in looking at all of us as Baba looks at us, and wanting only and working with this vision of only bringing benefit. Yes. I think we're running out of time, so we're going to have to be very essenceful here.
Shanti, just talking about taking help from seniors. So you are talking more deep, like everyone has a different, we are stuck at different problems. So how can we really approach the senior? And we cannot just tell that I am stuck, or is that okay? Or we have to first analyze ourselves. Maybe we don't understand where we are really stuck, maybe in gross form, but not the root as you mentioned. It seems to be very deep.
Mm-hmm.
So how to go to senior, or just go to senior and tell that I'm stuck? Or
I think it's just honesty and simplicity. You go in front of a senior and you just say where you're at, where you're stuck. And if you find, this is actually my case, I found that whenever I would go in front of my seniors, I could never really articulate exactly where the problem was. So I would write. I would always write a letter first. And I find that writing, in your 3 days of trying to resolve it yourself, writing to Baba is very helpful, because when you write, you can read what you wrote and realize, no, that's not it. You cross it out and go deeper. Cross it out and go deeper. And I found that going to a senior, it's a good process to write it out first. And then when you're in front of the senior, you're clear. And mostly she'll be clearer, and she can help you go deeper. Anyone else? Yes. I think we're really running out of time, but nice and essenceful.
It will be a long story, sister. Not at all. You know how sister mentioned about senior self and the importance of seniors, family, and the centers. That I had personally experienced that, you know, seniors help in your mind, in your intellect. So it will give you right thoughts. I had a brain injury, and it's a long story, how I experienced the help from Dadi Janki, Didi Mohini, and the whole Brahmin families. We said that God had thousands of arms, and all Brahmins are the arms of the God. So we have to be connected with the family and the senior. That I really respect, and I experienced that. So
thank
you very much.
Yeah, thank you. You know, in this age of Zoom, it's super easy to distance ourselves from the support systems that God has created. Our comfort zones would have us just drinking our cup of coffee, feet up on the sofa while we listen to Murali, you know, instead of getting to the center when it's actually allowed to come to the center. So, you know, just to watch out for these things. Carelessness, laziness is another one of Maya's subtle forms. In fact, I feel at this point, they're her main cards. It's like she happily let us believe that the issue was ego, greed, anger, attachment, and we worked so hard to overcome that. Because she knew she'd get us on the sixth and seventh vice, which is carelessness and laziness. This hits after a certain amount of time, subtly undermining truth. Okay. So, all best wishes. We now need to close that gap. We all long for the golden age. It should come already, if not for our own sake and the journey we've been on, in the sense of the challenges, the tests, the settling of karmic accounts, but then look at the world. You know, this first thing, recognizing, you know, in a real way, how God's love is working on me. To understand, to recognize how God's love is working on every single soul on the planet and nature. So, to close the gap, let's make it happen and finish all this darkness, this falseness. All best wishes to you. Lots and lots of love. Om Shanti. This is a very important song. Each and everyone should take it to heart. Maybe translators can translate it.